Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our show, The Two Hoodoos. You're listening to JRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name's Tessa.
I'm Kayla.
And we are The Two Hoodoos. It is a winter wonderland outside for anybody who hasn't gotten out of bed yet.
Yesterday, it was like 55. We were outside all day. It was gorgeous. We were in light sweaters. 3 to 4 inches of snow this morning.
It changed last night, which luckily I was meandering the quad out and about last night.
Obviously.
And it just started snowing. Huge chunks. And it was beautiful. So obviously I did a couple snow angels. And then got very wet and went inside. but we're going to start with the song that I've been listening to on repeat for the past, like, 2 weeks now. It's called Leaning on You by, I don't know if you say, it's like Haim or H-A-I-M.
Oh, Haim. I think it's Haim.
Haim.
Yeah.
It's called, I think I already said it, Leaning on You. All right. Enjoy. I have been.
You take care of me when I have to be done. I might sleep in past all my alarms, but you take care of us when I make it tough, because it takes all
All right.
Wait, did we turn on the computer? Oh, yay.
Anyway, that is a really good song by
Haim. Haim, got it. I think we should talk about a year ago today.
Woohoo!
Well, I'm looking at my Snapchat memories right now, and we were in Wichita Falls,
Texas.
This was the day of the polar vortex, if anybody remembers this.
After almost giving ourselves COVID with the flight attendant that we were staying with.
Oh, my God.
And Sun working at Taco Bell, and the fact that we almost went out to dinner unmasked. This was before
vaccines. No, we did not do this. We did not want to do this. We got caught. My aunt just was not COVID safe.
At all.
So this was peak COVID.
So
we were so stressed, dude.
First trigger is that we almost gave ourselves COVID. Second trigger... massive unforeseen polar vortex coming through Texas, which Texas, people were wearing shorts the day before. Nobody had any clue what to do.
There was a 30 car pileup.
I think it was 60.
Oh my God.
Massive car pileup.
On the road that we were like leaving, like to get out of Texas.
The day before.
We were supposed to go to.
We were staying in this little treehouse the day before.
In Arkansas.
And my dad was like, the roads are going to be bad.
Yeah.
And we were like, So.
Wait, where were we supposed to go in Texas?
We were supposed to go to Grand Canyon of.
No.
No, that's in. I was going to say I have the Gunnison. That's in Colorado.
I think it was like Big Bend or something.
There was this canyon in Texas.
That wasn't it.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not Big Bend. No, I know there's a canyon.
Not Big Bend.
Okay, but nevertheless, we had to miss it because we were just trying to get out of Texas without someone hitting us.
And actually, my parents tried to go there too, and it ended up, Palo Duro Canyon State Park. It's that. My parents tried to go there too. Turns out that you need reservations anyway. So we wouldn't have been able to go. So.
Yes. So this was our longest drive. We had just driven halfway across the country, and we had to drive another third of the way. And it was like, a 10, 11-hour drive that day just because we were skipping over one of our stops and going straight to our first farm that we were at.
So we left at, I think, 4 in the morning because we were so afraid of the weather and the awful Texas drivers.
Yeah, I was more afraid of the drivers than everyone else. Okay, but we're going to put a pin in this because for anybody who has a short attention span like me, we need to keep the show on the road.
Anyway, we'll finish this story after. But this song is called Hold the Fort by Berta Big Toe. It's so cute and kind of sad. It's about, like, one person staying in their hometown when everyone else, like, leaves. And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'll just hold down the fort. And it's so sad.
Aww.
Anyway, it's so good. So here we go. Berta Big Toe. Thank you.
are so funny.
Okay. That was Hold the Fort.
So back to where we were at. Because basically, Kayla and I are getting memories, Snapchat memories, of every single day of our trip. And we're just sitting here. We started our trip February 8th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And now every single day has been just a little bit painful. I feel it in my heart that I should be across the country. However, it's fun to reminisce. So we have so many stories to tell.
So we're driving down the road. It's pitch black. It's literally 4 a.m. We end up getting out of Texas like completely fine.
Yeah.
But there's
no
like,
one's on the roads because incoming no one would dare.
Disaster that's about to strike. And we're like car sick.
Oh, yep. 10-hour
so
drive.
So tired.
We stop at a gas station. No one is wearing masks.
Nobody's
what ever
wearing
masks. What even is Texas? Someone let me know.
And then we ended up making it to New Mexico for our first
time. Okay, so we also did a thing where we would get out at every single big sign that like was like,
state
oh,
sign,
welcome
yeah.
to New Mexico. And so we were, I think it was one of the happiest places.
Yeah. Oh,
it was the first time I'd ever seen the desert, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it like really transitioned from like flat Texas. It was the drive was so boring. And then it was like all these cool desert plants and like kind of mountainy, but like very loose soil.
Yeah,
it was
but
really cool.
What was amazing is we were driving into like conditions that were like unlike like it was snowing.
It was snowing. It was like, snowing. In the desert, which doesn't really happen.
And it was covered in snow. So the day that we got there, there were cactuses coated in like 5 inches of snow.
Yeah.
The day we got there, it dropped to negative 20.
Our first morning at the farm, we had to be up and do farm work, negative 20 degrees.
Should we talk about the meal that we got served?
Should we talk about how we got to the farm and he was like, can you guys help? And we were like, yeah.
This is Brian. You need to know these
things. We literally just drove for 10 hours and he was like, can you guys start lifting?
Wait, actually, we like, can you awesome. Lift these like giant things of like 50-pound bags of seed?
And we were like, obviously, all right, we're
jumping
down for
in
anything,
on it.
I guess.
We just drove in 10 hours.
We were so tired.
And he was like, okay, let's get going. And then we walk in and we meet Roxanne. And
very bizarre how. Okay, we need to do another song and then
okay,
we'll finish.
Attention
we'll
span.
Okay.
All right.
We'll
leave you wanting more. Okay. Wait, this song's so fun. I love it. Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. Makes me so happy. I hope it makes you happy too to start your day.
All right, ready, set, go. All right. Come and get your love.
What a fun morning. Where were we?
All right. Oh, so we get to the farm. We
Bodie Farms.
Put to work. We go and we meet the rest of their family. Their house is very bizarre.
Their house is, how many dogs? Three?
Three dogs.
Three dogs. One cat.
A cat, yeah.
And then, no. Also stray cats outside. Mm. But they're cute.
And then a lot of chickens, because it's a chicken farm.
Yes.
So what do you expect?
Chicken farms, goats.
There was, like, one, like...
Dude.
Is it a llama? Like, a bigger...
Remember that one used to play with us?
Yeah,
it was so cute.
Anyway, so, like, we're exhausted. They also heat their house with, like, a fireplace. So, like, it was kind of cold in there. They were, like... She was, like, prepping for the fact that all the pipes were going to freeze, so she had buckets of water just, like, all over the house for cooking. It was just kind of, like, a thin layer of dirt, like, kind of covered everything. They were very, like...
We're portraying them in such a negative
light. No, like, they're the nicest people we've ever met.
True, but this was our first, impression.
They were just a little, like, eclectic. And, like, Dad, I know you're listening, it's kind of like Liz and Henry. Like, they're just kind of slovenly and, like... dirty and don't really care because they're farmers. So why do you need to be like clean and pristine? Their house is adorable. It has lots of charm, but it's like, you know, not the nicest.
So then Roxanne, she's making us a meal. And it is ramen. Shrimp ramen essential. And half cooked vegetables. And then she put it all together. And then I was so car sick. And this was the first meal I ate, and I was
It was awful.
So
I
much
threw
pain.
Up.
Yes, you did.
Dude, I literally threw up from it. I was just like, it had been such a long day. This stuff tasted so bad. I was already like not feeling great.
I love ramen.
I think we ate something for lunch. Remember we got like omelets or something in Texas?
Yes.
Because we were like, we need something that's not just like McDonald's, but it like really didn't set well with either of our stomachs.
No.
And Tessa like, not to be... gross, but pooped it all out at this rest stop.
I said, don't do it.
Oops. And it was coming for me, and I literally threw up, and we were just like, what is going on right now? Like, what is going on?
We were so discombobulated.
We went to bed at like 8:30. Oh, like, yeah. It was just such a strange
day. We had like hopped two time zones.
Yeah.
We were so thrown off.
But they were so nice because they let us come early because of the storm. So we were like,
yeah,
we're just going to go. We're going to be troopers. We're going to go with the flow, like, do whatever we can. But.
Yeah, and then we were in New Mexico.
And we were fully in New Mexico.
We were in Las Vegas, New Mexico, which is an hour south of Santa Fe. And basically
so
the whole point
cute.
Of this farm was to, like, obviously harvest eggs. And I think they sold, like, chicken meat as well. And microgreens.
Yes.
At the Santa
Fe farmer's market.
Farmer's market.
Which my parents also went to a few weeks or months later and met our farmer, which was really cute. So we'll get to another song and then we'll keep talking.
And then we
stories.
Have a really good story after.
Okay.
Oh, I love this song.
This song is called Mountain Man by Liz Cooper of the Stampede. She's amazing and the song's so cute and happy. Okay, ready? Click on it.
Steps closer to my grave.
All right, that was Mountain Man by Liz Cooper, The Stampede.
Kayla sent me that song like a week ago. I hope you all have those people that send you songs. Aww. It always makes me so happy when someone like listens to a song and thinks of me. And I do the same thing. Like, it's one of my favorite things is getting to know people's music.
I know,
it's
adorable. So anyway, that was our year ago today. We made it to New Mexico. Crazy to think that we were literally halfway across the country, like, exactly 1 year ago today.
And
like,
I remember checking my location and being like, oh.
Yeah. We are Kira would send us, like, she always checks our location. She would just be like, where are you guys right now? And, like, in the middle of nowhere. Like, literally in the middle of the country.
Middle of Arkansas.
Be chilling there. You know? So, yeah. It's kind of insane. Like, spring semester on campus was, like, super bogged down with COVID and, like, I think stressful for a lot of people, and we were literally just, like, living on a farm.
Like, the most free I've ever felt in my entire life.
So that was pretty nice.
So we get there, and they have three massive dogs, one of which was...
There's Balder.
Balder.
Who was the sweetest. He had such a thick coat that even when he laid outside in the negative 20 degrees, he was panting because he was so hot.
He's a Burmese mountain dog.
No.
And yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes, he was.
Mm-mm.
Dude, look at... well, we're going to have to...
He's a huge dog. It's not a Bernese, but he's a massive, massive dog. And he would just... We took him on a walk one day.
He's a Burmese mountain dog.
No, he's not.
He looked like Burmese mountain dog.
Bernese! Anyway, he was super cute and, like, very fluffy and just huggable. And then there was another dog that I don't remember the name of.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there was Orpheus, who was that always had to be outside because he was getting into trouble.
No. It's because Balder was super dominant.
They were all men, and they were aggressive.
The other one was not a man.
Okay.
And that's why, like, they got along. But Orpheus was the one, I guess, the least favorite dog. Because Orpheus basically lived outside. Like, outdoor dog. They were, like, they were barely domesticated. They would just, like, they were totally farm dogs. They would just feed them scraps. If, like, a chicken flew in. Balder was
gone.
Kayla witnessed that.
I witnessed a death of a chicken by a dog, and it was genuinely traumatizing.
So they were like, here are our dogs. They introduced them to us. The last one was Orpheus. Immediately, Kayla and I were like, this song, which I'm not going to attempt to sing it.
We're going to play it.
Is Orpheus Under the Influence by the Buttertones. But we immediately looked at each other and we started singing the like chorus of
it. And it was a song that we'd found, like, you had sent it to me literally right before our trip on our pre-trip playlist.
Yes.
So we were like, oh, it's meant to be. And we tried to play it for the farmers and they were like, don't get it.
They didn't get it at all. But this was basically, we would like go out and like collect eggs every morning. This was like one of the songs that was on repeat for us whenever we were doing our farm work, which was like 3 to 5 hours a day.
Less.
When there's
the first day we literally got like 2 feet of snow and it was negative 20 degrees, so we had to bring warm water to the chickens
because it was gonna freeze,
so they could drink before the water was gonna completely freeze. And we literally carried buckets of water in and out of their house.
Yeah, because the water was frozen, the pipes were frozen.
Yeah,
and so that's all we had to do, that and collect eggs.
And then we went on like a little hike in their backyard
because their backyard
we went snowshoeing with Orpheus.
With Orpheus, the beautiful mountain dog, and we were looking at all the cactuses that were covered in snow, which was an incredible sight. I wish we could, like, show a picture to everybody listening. But you can imagine. It was a winter wonderland in the desert, which was unexpected. So, on that note, this is Orpheus Under the Influence by the Buttertones. Enjoy. Think of Orpheus, the poor dog that was bullied.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to choose another song.
So that was Orpheus. Yeah, so the first day that we're at the farm, like our first full day, we carry these buckets of water to the chickens, who apparently, like, negative 20 is, like, doable for them because they all just, like...
They huddle up together.
Yeah.
And then they get all warm.
And it was so snowy, and we were... I couldn't even move. I was, like, so bundled up. And then he was like, you know what? There's nothing else you guys can do right now. Like, just go
do
explore.
Whatever. Oh, did we go to the canyon?
No. Today, so the first day, we went snowshoeing in their backyard. And the snow was just, like... coating every single leaf because there was so much snow. Oh. And it was so beautiful. And if you hike to kind of like the top of the little hill in their backyard, it's like this really pretty like overlook of like the area below. And we were like panting. It was, I mean, we're in high altitude up there. And I'd never snowshoed before. And it was just.
I'd never snowshoed. Actually, yeah, I did. I hiked.
I hadn't snowshoed. But it was like. Weirdly warm once you got moving, and we just like were up there like all day, and it was so gorgeous. And then we came downstairs and we got to eat literal eggs straight from the chicken.
Yes.
Like we made ourselves eggs and toast and like stuff for breakfast.
And, like,
and
it was, they had just made homemade sourdough from their like, starter.
Yeah, from their starter.
And so
he made us granola, remember?
Yes, he made it with us. He taught us his, like, secret recipe.
This, like, really good, like, granola that they put in this massive jar. And then this, like, really adds up for them would just, like, reach
he
in
would just
with handfuls.
Grab handfuls.
And they would just put it in their mouths. But it was so good.
Yeah, it was, yep.
And then we got really, like, close with them. And, like, she was a teacher.
And
was
she was doing it
on Zoom.
COVID.
And her students were really difficult. And she was, like... telling us about their struggles. Remember that one night we watched those, like, murder mystery?
So basically, like, we go on, we every single day, our day consists of farming in the morning, hiking in the afternoon.
Wait, we need to play Santa Fe.
Oh, okay. So, okay, we'll play that song next. But hiking in the morning, farming in the morning, hiking in the afternoon. And so they decide to show us all these, like, super scary hiking stories.
He was, like, really into them.
Really into, like, murder mysteries and, like, hiking gone wrong. And he was like, you
like
should watch.
Like, people disappearing and never, like,
it was so scary. And I have a really low threshold for scary things.
I thought it was funny.
Good. Kayla's really good with it. But I simply, like, can't stop thinking about it. So he, oh, man. I don't want to talk about it anymore, actually.
Anyway, I feel like next week we're going to be, like, way past the farm, so trying to tell, like...
all of
our
stories.
All the farm stories today, but, like, every morning we would harvest eggs. We learned how to grow microgreens, which was really fun, and we
helped. We did the whole life cycle of microgreens, because we planted the seeds and then also harvested them.
Yeah.
And, like, put them... and, like, package them.
And I'm currently looking at pictures of beautiful green speckled eggs.
Yes, we would take pictures of our favorite eggs.
So beautiful. Because
they were all so unique, instead of, like, the normal, like... whatever, just like white or brown eggs. They had like spots all over them. But this next song that we have is not like the most amazing song, but it was on
repeat. I love it.
Okay,
it's
like
fun.
The anthem.
It's fun.
So it's Santa Fe by Devoted. And we just listened to it on repeat because we were back and forth from Santa Fe every single day. It became like almost like a second home. Home was like so relative on this trip because we would be at a beautiful campsite and be like, this is home. And then we would have to leave home, but then the next home would be that much more beautiful. But Santa Fe was home for a week, which is long for the trip. And the art there was amazing, and the people are beyond friendly. Oh,
so nice. Everyone was so nice.
Everybody, New Mexico, I think, has the nicest people in the country. And they're all so interesting and, like, want to get to know you and take the time to do that. Like, have a conversation and really just, like, get to know you. So... here's Santa Fe by Devoted.
Absolute banger. Here we go.
Oh, Santa Fe, it's a
in Mexico, up the border in my SUV. She took all my money. My returns ripped open, but she had to see that I would always stay. Looks like I will anyway. Oh, Santa Fe, it's such a long way, such a long way from my home. Oh, Santa Fe, I guess I'll have to stay. I'll make New Mexico my home. Oh, it's a long way, and it gets further by the day. Oh, Santa Fe.
Just cried. Anyway, we figured out the breed. It's a Tibetan Mastiff. I highly recommend you all to Google it because they're ginormous. They're bigger than Bernese Mountain Dogs.
They're comparable to lions.
And they also, like, she told us that she used to be really into, like, breeding and showing dogs. Like, she did dog showing. And her family was one of the first families to bring this breed, like, into America. Yeah. Like, there are very few lines of Tibetan Mastiffs in America. Like, as of 20 years ago, and her family, like, literally started it. Like, they got Baldur, their dog, because he's also prettier than the ones that come up on Google, just saying. But they got their dog because she, like, showed similar dogs, and it was, like, almost like a thank
and
you.
So their whole farm was named Bodhi Farms after their first dog, Bodhi. And I think Baldur was,
Bodhi's
son.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. But yeah, we've met, weirdly, way too many dog breeder shower.
Yeah,
people.
Oh, your aunt.
Weird thing, man. To be into.
So, another side story of New Mexico. We're just trying to recount, like, the whole thing, because we know that next week we'll be, like, way past this, and the farm was such a, like, this first farm was such an instrumental part of our trip. Mm-hmm. So, my family's handyman, Renee, I don't know if he's from New Mexico. I think he just spent a lot of time in New Mexico, like, when he was younger. And Santa Fe was one of his favorite places, and he told us about this hidden canyon. Mm-hmm. So he gave us detailed instructions.
Instructions that were like, okay, drive 5 miles down.
Yeah, like, it was very vague. We didn't know.
We were like, what?
So we're driving down this road. It's like one of these roads that you would see in an old Western film. Like,
straight up,
nothing on either side. You can see for miles. You can see anyone coming.
What happens? A literal multiple tumbleweeds.
And we were like,
blow across the road.
Wow.
They are stuck to the, like, fences that are holding in the cattle ranch.
Right.
Cattle.
It's just cows and, yeah.
And
so,
nothing and desert.
So eventually we see this right turn and we're like, okay, like, I guess this is it. And we're driving along. You wouldn't think anything was there. And then all of a sudden, boom, massive canyon shoots down into the ground. Like, this thing was huge. And we were looking for this, like, these ruins of this old, like, ghost town that used to be at the bottom of this canyon. And we drive around. We honestly, like, I think
we found this road.
Like,
so basically when we were on this trip, like, the roads we were driving on were terrible.
You need four-wheel drive.
So bumpy.
Yeah.
So we drive all the way down this road and we find all of these ruins.
Like old houses and structures.
We found this little, like, tin can that looked like a hat.
Gunshots through it.
Yeah, what? Felt super safe.
There was, like, no one there.
No
like,
one
not
was
a
there.
Soul.
I had never been
That we saw like one cattle rancher who really looked like a cattle rancher, like cowboy boots, like old Western hat.
I didn't know that like that archetype was actually real. Yeah. I thought that was left like in like 50 years ago.
Yeah. And we like came across this like stream and we skipped rocks and obviously. It was like snowy and we were kind of surrounded by mountains because it was at the bottom of this canyon.
And, we were just and it was at a all beautiful the different types day. Of cactuses. I had never seen a cactus grow in the mm-hmm. wild before. And we were surrounded by them.
And then on our way back, I drove and Tessa fed me nuts and Nutella. Like,
that
literally.
Was, our dinner.
Was like, here's a snack, and would put a glob of Nutella into my mouth with a singular nut.
And it was frozen because it was so cold, so I would like scoop
it
out.
Oh my god,
out.
You had to like dig around.
It was hilarious. And then we had one of like the. Like, there were so many moments on the trip that like just. Well, I'll never forget and relive constantly. But there's this one moment that we were driving down this road that clearly no one had been on in, like, a really long time. Mm-hmm. The sun was setting, and since there aren't any trees, all the shadows get so long, and they go long, they're, like, go on forever, and they're all just, like, bright, dark blue, and they, like, stretch across the landscape, and you can see the, like, mesa tops in the distance because all the mountains are flat on the top. And so the sun just, like, starts setting below it and just there are beams of light everywhere. And we parked the car where? In the middle of the
middle
road.
Middle of the road.
No one's coming for miles.
And if they were, we would see it.
We blast. Oh, man. What's the song? Oh, no. The song. We're going to play the song next. Let's do it. It's the one next year.
Oh, next year by
so that's a pretty special song for us because that's the song that like commemorates the end
of
our
college.
Sophomore year. LOL.
college as we know it.
And so we like saved it for only really, really special moments because that was such a special moment. And we played the song on full blast, opened the doors up, and just danced in the middle of the road.
And we did our little like.
A little dancey dance.
You need to make that compilation.
I'm going to make it. We'll talk about the dancey dance next because we could talk about the dancey dance forever. But basically, it was so special. And then we like passed all these cows and they were on the side of the road. So we pulled over just to say hello.
Just to say hi.
They start sprinting because they're not a fan.
They get really afraid of people.
They do not like us. So they start sprinting away in this like perfect moment off into the distance towards the sunset. Kayla and I are freaking out. I am like leaning over Kayla to take a video and capture this moment. And if anybody wants
incredible.
To see the video, literally
text us for pictures.
Literally. I'm going to play next year right now just because I feel like let's get deep in our bag right now. All right. Here's next year. RAC remix. Very special song. I encourage you to play it during only special moments.
Okay. Here we go. So we got one more song for the day and want to talk very quickly about after we left the farm, which was so depressing.
It was very hard to say goodbye.
We went to Taos, New Mexico, which is such a beautiful place. Got $5 jeans. I got Adam this pepper shirt that was like a singular dollar that he wears like every day. We made the necklaces that we wore for the rest of our trip.
Taos is like a really special place for my family because my grandmother had a house there for years. And so she called it home for a really long time. And so we went and actually visited that house and took like, I like FaceTimed her there. Grandma, if you're listening, shout out. I'm shouting you out. But, yeah, Taos was amazing. It was, like, the first time I, like, realized, like, there's so many different ways to live than this, like, linear path that we were on. Because there was, like, we met, like, this person who was just, like a pottery apprentice. And she was, like,
She was our age, basically.
She was our age. She just, like, yeah, I moved here. Didn't know anything about pottery. Needed to get a job. And now this is, like, what I want to do. And I just want to be, like, do pottery the rest of my life. And there was just, like, so many, like, people on, like, unique paths. And it was just so cool to see. We went and visited the Earth ships.
Oh, those were awesome.
Look them up. They look futuristic. Mm-hmm. They are the future.
It's, like, these self-sustaining little houses that, like, use barely any heating system and electricity and, like, recycle all of their water, like,
Produce four times.
And they're, like, so... I don't even know. It's, like, something about the architecture just makes them, like, insanely self-sustaining. It's so cool.
Yes, and they're, like, built out of, like, tires and recycled, like,
glass bottles. Yeah.
And they make them, so it's, like, the combination between, like, the, like, science, like, architecture, engineering, and art, because they make them look like
gorgeous.
You're on the moon. Like, you're on the moon. So look up Earth ships in Taos. I literally, like, got their card after and was like, can I work for you?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And we saw the... Rio Grande Gorge. Which was really just cool.
Like the earth splits and you're like, what happened here?
Yeah, it looks like there's nothing there, and then you peer over and there's like a massive cut into the ground, and there's mountains behind. People go skiing in Taos. My family also went to Taos and they hiked down into the gorge, which was awesome.
That's so cool. Had we had more time, we should have done that.
I know, we should have.
Another time in life. But yeah, look up the earth ships right now because this is the future. And they're so beautiful. And Taos just like has like a special energy to it. It's just like amazing. And so that was actually Hope's birthday.
Yeah.
Shout out Hope. Her birthday's coming up. Everybody say happy birthday, Hope.
Happy birthday, Hope.
Happy birthday, Hope.
We basically just like chased the sunset. We were like kind of done with whatever we wanted to do for the day. And we're just like, we're just going to find a spot where we can watch it. And we like pulled over like in front of some mountain, and the top of the mountain was pink, and it was a beautiful, moon. The moon had just been following us the whole time, obviously. So our last song for the day will be obviously Why I Love the Moon by Phony People. This song was an anthem for our whole trip. I'm sure a lot of you know it. Also, shout out to everyone who's listening. This is probably like
the most listeners we've ever had.
Sorry we've been so chatty. Lot to relive, and we're happy to go through it with you. Well, it's our show, so we'll do what we want.
We're gonna do what we want, and we never get a chance to talk like this about our trip. So
thanks for tuning in
and ask us about it, and we'll show you pictures because we will always be willing to talk about it forever.
All right, sayonara, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Why I Love the Moon.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. That's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every night about my window, and that's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside, right there for me and my mind, and that's why I love the moon, yeah, because people can consume my love in the wrong way, so I send it up. When you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. Yo, that's why I let the moon shine. 'Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move on. Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh? Still I'm trying to escape the demons in my room.
You see, it's no change, dropping, we learn to maintain. Y'all feeling hot, could anybody else for pain when they brainwashes and watches every time we make exchanges? A slave locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cook up, exercise and go deny you the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Cause shit changed. I don't blame my father for lamping, I believe that help. What I'm trying to grow is just something trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances, know I need that. Full flat on my back, cause just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and they stay with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So,
peace the moon, peace the stars, peace the sun.